News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council says that the government is striking a good balance between supporting the economy and keeping public finances on a sustainable path. However, IFAC's latest report also raised concerns about key spending commitments, such as meeting climate commitments, climate change commitments and Sláinte Care. And Sebastian Barnes is chairperson of the IFAC and he joins us now. Sebastian, first of all, if you could just give us sort of a potted summary of where you think we're at in terms of the economy at the moment.
So the good news is the economy has been recovering very strongly. We basically got back to the pre-crisis level in the first part of the year, and since then we've had very strong growth. So that's all quite encouraging. And looking ahead, we expect the economy to recover actually quite close to its pre-crisis trend. Of course, that recovery is uneven. It's partly driven. The digital sectors have done really well. We know that on some of the services sectors, things are still lagging behind. But overall, it's a pretty positive picture. Obviously, we're watching developments with new variants carefully, but we do know the economy has become more resilient to those shocks.
Okay. And there has to be a balance struck from what I'm reading here between obviously us supporting the economy and it has needed stabilisers pretty much on it for the last 18 months, but between supporting the economy and keeping the public finances to a certain extent in check. Are we getting that balance right?
So overall, we think the balance is being struck right. The big thing that's changed over the past couple of months, and we see that in the budget, is the government set out a proper medium-term fiscal strategy. It's produced forecasts that are realistic, that take into account the costs of actually providing the services that the government's likely to provide. That's the first time they've done that in such a serious way. And they've also set out a spending rule that spending will grow broadly in line with the economy. And if you put all those things together, what you get is that the economy should return to close to balance in terms of the fiscal position. And that will put debt on a downwards path, which is needed because we're going to come out of the crisis having accumulated a lot of debt. So this does strike a good balance. And at the same time, it's allowing the government to increase investment to record levels in areas like housing and climate. It's also allowing the government to increase current spending a bit. So we think it's striking a good balance between the needs, obviously the social needs, the need to continue supporting the economy to a degree, but also helping to achieve long-run fiscal sustainability.
That sounds all very well and good, but you have sounded a note of caution about both Sláinte Care, which is a huge undertaking. I know we spent a lot on health in the last 18 months, but we are committed to billions of additional spending on an annual basis as well now, and climate change. What are your concerns around those two things?
So our concerns is that the government's budgetary plan makes sense, but it doesn't leave a lot of money for extra things. So if you look at the amount of current spending, the government, new current spending projects the government can bring in each budget without cutting spending elsewhere or without raising taxes, that's only about 500 million a year. The government has taken a slightly different approach and it says there's about 1.5 billion each year, but it's not a huge amount of money. And at the same time, we see these really big commitments and we don't know how big they are. So the climate change action plan is obviously very welcome. We've got targets, we've got sectoral targets, we've got a little bit more information about what the government plans, but there's no costing, there's no sense of how much, no estimate of what the government
should we not? I mean, I know it's all very well and good, Sebastian, for you to say that we're on track and we're doing quite well and we're striking balance, etc. But should we not know the costing of things like the health service? Surely we can't budget for the economy in general and not know about what could end up to be a massive black hole within that economy.
Well, absolutely. So on the climate change, there's this big unknown cost. On Sláinte Care, the most recent estimates the government had of how much it would cost come from 2017. They were 2.8 billion, but a lot's changed. And we know that by the end of next year, the government's looking to spend over 2 billion on the implementation. It looks like there's probably going to be a lot more to come after that. So we do need up-to-date costings for these kinds of things. And they do need to be factored in for exactly the reasons you say. Risk is if they're not properly factored in, the government won't be able to stick to its plans.
And so then lastly, where do we go from here? What should they do?
So I think it's very urgent, both on the climate side and the Sláinte Care side, for the government really to figure out how much these things are going to cost and how it plans to implement them. And then it needs to build that into the budget plans. It needs to think about how it's going to fund them, whether it's going to do that through cutting spending in other areas, whether it's going to do that through higher taxes. But it really needs to have a strategy that aligns their social and economic goals with the budgetary plan that they have.
All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Sebastian Barnes, chairperson of the IFAC. Significant hole in costings there, Shane, if we're looking at Sláinte Care and climate change, the two biggest things probably on the agenda.
Big holes need to be filled. Let us know your views. 52106 at a cost of 30 cents.